Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Krueger. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, David Sehgi. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack strikes out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Sehgi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Mack steals second. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Devereaux hits a line drive for a single. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hill hits a line drive beyond second. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knoblauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoblauch hits a line drive towards short. Ripken catches it and steps on second to double up Leos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Harbeck moves to third. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Scott Leos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to second. 2 outs. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoblauch hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Anderson throws the ball into Hewlett, who relays the ball to Ripken, who tags Knobloch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Larkin scores. It's 1-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Davis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a line drive beyond second. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Donnie Hill, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to third. Leos moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larkin scores. Leos moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Milligan. Leos scores. Knobloch moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Pat Clements now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Mack scores. There goes Puckett trying to get to third. Seghe throws the ball into Hewlett, who tags Puckett for the out. Two outs. It's 6-0, Twins. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Leos is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clements fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seghe is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghe strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up for a single. Ripken moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. Carl Willis now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Twins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chito Martinez pinch hits for David Segui. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Chito Martinez now playing right field. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. JT Bruitt now playing right field. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Joe Orsolak pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Horn pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Horn takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Sam Horn. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Brewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.